Hello, and welcome to Pixel Recess. I realize it's not Wednesday, I do know it's Friday, but in the grand scheme of time and the universe and space and the open-ended nature of the internet and how you receive content, does it really matter? Does it really matter? So anyway, I apologize that it's a couple days late, but who cares? On today's show, we have Christina Halvorsen. You might better know Christina as the international champion of celebrity buzzword face-off, part 7. The content strategist. I think she makes board games about word metrics, something like that. She is a word fascist, a Twitter biologist, and a Minnesotan, which means you might have a little bit of a difficulty understanding the accent. I know I did. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by Shapes and buzzword-induced narcolepsy, as well as the film Soup, The Story of Gravy. Let's don't waste any more time. Let's just get on with the interview. It's a good one. Enjoy it. All right, well, if you're ready, you ready?
All right, I'm warmed up.
So as a content strategist, are you advising people on how to make war with words?
Wait, are we recording right now?
Are we? Yes, we are.
We've been recording this whole time?
We may have.
All right, am I okay? What?
So you're a content strategist. Does that mean that you're advising people on how to make war with words?
Why do you got to go and be like that?
Or is it more like Dungeons and Dragons?
No. What kind of a question is that? People are already at war with words, right? Mm. Like that's the whole problem. So we come in and we're like the United Nations of content. We come in and we help like bring peace amongst countries or whatever.
So no Bay of Pigs going on.
I'm tired of thinking about content strategy. I'm not going to lie to you.
So let's say that I need help with my brand messaging.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
But my brand is I sell a jar of farts. How would you help me with my brand strategy?
Well, first I'd have to ask what need is it that your product is fulfilling in your target market?
There's a strange need for people to have jars filled with farts, I suppose.
You really haven't done your audience research because I'm hearing assumptions. Now what have you got? A missed opportunity for brand experience.
Also, assumptions has the word ass in it. So that helps us also.
I see how this is going to go.
So do you think words are hard? Because I do. I murder them frequently.
Say more about that.
I often will say something, I think, but it just comes out with a lot of uhs and stammering.
Well, no, see, but what I would do is I would just own that and call it creative license. People should just pay you just to make fart jokes.
Would you consider yourself a grammar fascist? Because Nazis is too strong a term.
I would. I mean, I'm the person that like edits billboards in my head as I drive by.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying to you? I bet you do. You know, if somebody sends me an email and they spell it's with an apostrophe where there shouldn't be one, I judge. Mm. I'm not going to lie to you. I will judge them.
So in your free time, do you love Mad Libs?
You know, I try to play Mad Libs with my kids, and it's totally one of those things where they're dying of laughter the entire time. They're feeling, you know, they're like, big hairy nose. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a noun. That's a whatever. And then so then they just die laughing the whole time, and then they go back and they read it, and it's never as funny when you actually read through it.
Yeah, they're never as funny with your kids as they think it's funny, because it's always like fart or poop or smelly.
Oh yeah, when they do it, that's right. When you're trying to mm-hmm. do it, that's everything is like that. And then you're like, no, honey, let's think of some different words.
And my problem is that I can never remember the difference between an adverb and an adjective. I really can't.
Is that really an issue for you?
I can write anything. I just can't define things.
You should go see someone for that.
I probably should. Do you have a recommendation? Dr. Grammar?
I know a content strategist.
Oh, they will help me. That's good. I need to get rid of my assumptions.
No, that's lame.
Dad jokes. That's all I'm good for anymore is dad jokes.
You got a real low barrier to entry there.
It's also you just don't care anymore. It's like, who am I impressing? Nobody.
You think that's funny, kid? Oh, yeah, watch this.
Watch this. I'll fart in front of your friends. I'm not kidding.
Exactly.
So which is worse, in your opinion? Unnecessary acronyms or ridiculous word shortening, a.k.a. totes, cray.
You mean like totes adorbs?
Yes, totes adorbs, or that's cray. But is that worse than LOL or OMG?
I may or may not have sent my child to his room for saying cray cray. I mean, that's a really good question, and I'd have to spend some time with it because they are both equally rage-inducing for me.
I will frequently shorten words that have no reason to be shortened and also do not mean anything to anyone else just because I want to show them how absurd it is. So it's like we're going to go to the McDonald's. I'll call it the Nalds just to annoy them.
How's that? And is that winning you friends?
It's winning me teenage friends, which I don't want.
Is that before or after you fart in front of them?
Well, like my daughter will text me with shortened words and I'll just respond with, I don't know what you're saying.
So you won't respond with like IDK?
I up till a year ago, I thought that FTW meant f*** the what.
You know what? Now it does.
It does to me still. Like,
in my heart of hearts, now it does.
So my role is if my daughter does that to me, I guess at what she's trying to say, which just makes her so mad, and I love it.
That's like Mad Libs.
It is like Mad Libs. Except it's Dad Libs. Have you ever been paid to help write someone's Twitter bio?
No, I have not. And this is maybe separate but related. I have, in fact, sent unsolicited edits to people for their Twitter bios.
I think you got a whole new arm, a whole new branch that you could charge for.
I mean, would you like me to fix your Twitter bio?
That's sort of like how, you know, a lot of designers who are trying to break in will redesign someone's site and say, you should do it this way, and then they'll get hired.
How much do you think I can make off that?
$250?
I think I should charge on like a sliding scale depending on how many followers people have.
How would you content strategize this show?
I would recommend first a discovery phase that would allow me to deliver kind of a situational analysis of your current content state.
So in my discovery phase, do I do that alone in my room or is that somewhere else?
You're just putting words in my mouth.
No, you put the words out there and I'm just giving them back.
I don't know. I think you're content strategizing my content strategy and I don't appreciate that. Now I'm just offended.
I'm also offended that I thought that and said it out loud. So how would you content strategize this show, or would you just recommend shutting it down?
I'm not going to lie to you, but it seems to me that you've got some good content assets still, you know, at work on the show. And so there's opportunity for reuse. You know, I do think that you need to probably step back and take a closer look at like your target audiences and key objectives and success metrics. I mean, when I ask you like who listens to the show and you're just like, I don't know. I mean, how am I supposed to help you with that?
I'm sorry, I fell asleep. You said a lot of startup words that put me to sleep. I have buzzword narcolepsy. I could not.
I'm a highly paid professional. God.
Have you ever had a face-to-face word throwdown with such terminology? I would think that you could be really good at that. You know, you stand in a ring, you're there, someone else comes up and you're just throwing back and forth key buzzword phraseology like metrics and upward mobile strategizing and things like that. I think you would do pretty well.
I do. Well, okay, so two things. I'm just going to mention on the side, I'm going to put in a plug for my friend's website, Unsuck It, which is like all the buzzword generators in the universe, and it's awesome. So you should definitely go there. But I am also the person that will sit in meetings and will, you know, take notes down in the little corner of my notepad, just sort of keeping track of how many buzzwords are thrown around. And I mean, here's the thing. I think that there are buzzwords that you can't navigate around. Like you just have to say key performance indicators. You just have to say success metrics or objectives. Don't fall asleep on me.
I'm sorry.
You know, but then there are others that are just like move the needle. So I think that there are other things that can be avoided, but some of them you just kind of like got to put on your boots and wade through.
I heard a new one this weekend that maybe you can put into your vault is a Nirvana state.
Was this in therapy? Wow.
Do you recommend strategizing a Twitter, just someone's Twitter, so they strategize all of their Twitter content?
So when an individual approaches me about whether or not a Twitter strategy is actually going to help facilitate personal brand amplification, typically the feedback that I'll provide to them is that if they've got their messaging hierarchy very clearly well established and they have their key target audiences in mind, that being able to map their tweets to audience tasks and experience journeys will typically deliver those kinds of results.
I'm assuming that's pillow talk for a lot of people, but
yeah, exactly.
So what in your mind is the worst word in the world?
The thing I hate more than anything is when people use ask as a noun.
What's your big ask? My big ask is that you don't do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So related to that, what are some of the cliches you see the most used? Like, get back on that horse or, you know.
So like, at the end of the day, or simply put, or back at the ranch. Back at the ranch, as we carefully strategized our Twitter bios and mapped our messaging hierarchies to our audience journey maps.
Could you just say maps? Isn't that redundant to say a journey map? What kind of map is not intended to go somewhere?
All right. This has gone on longer than 20 minutes, my friend. Sing.
No, never.
Once. Come on. And this call is going to be done. We're done.
Sorry for wasting your time. And that was my interview with Christina. She's hilarious. I had a very good time. She has a wonderful laugh. You should see her speak at South By. She will be there next month. If you're going to be there, I recommend seeing her and talking to her. She's a awesome lady. Anyway, you can find the show on recess.unitedpixelworkers.com and find all the old episodes. I know that there are some issues with audio. If you don't go onto an actual episode page, the audio may not sync up. So make sure you click on the episode page to get the audio and listen if you go there. Or, which I would rather you do, is go to iTunes, search Pixel Recess, subscribe to the show. And before you listen, this is a requirement. You must write a review and rate the show. You must. Otherwise, you're not my friend. I don't like you and I will never talk to you. Don't make me pull the car over. You just knock it off and you write a review. There, I'm sorry I had to go dad voice on you, but it was necessary. Also, find the show on Twitter at Pixel Recess, or just follow me because I actually tweet at Wiseacre. And go to the Net Awards. I'm not sure when the voting closes, but go to the podcast. And if you are so inclined, fill out a little bit of information and vote for this show as the best podcast. I don't know why you would, other than I'm groveling and asking. There's a lot of other great shows out there, and vote with your butt, but not your mind. I hope you all have a lovely weekend and a week and a life. And if you're listening to this 50 years in the future, you're probably just headless alien beings, so you don't really care what I'm saying. But if you're listening to this show 50 years in the future, thanks for listening. And to you right now and this time, I thank you for listening and have a wonderful something. See you.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.